Unsurprisingly, he never saw her again. Chapter 40. Faleolo, Samoa, 15 July, 2021. Once on the other side of the reef, the changeling stayed in the relatively deep water, plying west slowly toward the airport at Faleolo. There was a plane out the next day to Honolulu. It would take human form and come ashore after dark, hide for a while, and then walk into the airport, then go about the problem of getting a ticket without passport or credit cards. It could create counterfeit cash, but even under normal circumstances, it would look suspicious to try to purchase an expensive ticket with cash. Maybe a Samoan could get away with it, but it didn't know the language well enough to pass among Samoans. 80 or 90 years ago, it would have just isolated someone, killed him, and used his identity and ticket. That was repugnant now. Maybe the man who'd shot Ray's arm off. The world might be a better place without him. By the time it got to Faleolo, it had a better plan. Not without risk, but it could always escape into the water again. They'd eventually catch on to that, but it had escaped from a few jails in its time, too. It went half a mile past Faleolo to get away from the light. The moon, not yet first quarter, was no problem. The changeling sat in the shallows and changed. About a pound of its substance became a plastic bag full of circulated $50 and $100 bills. Another 12 pounds, a light knapsack with a change of dirty clothing and a wallet that had enough Samoan tala for a few cab rides and a night of drinking, with an American Universal ID and a California driver's license matching the persona it painfully built. Newt Martin, a common type of denizen in this corner of the world. Young, restless, escaping from something. Money enough for food and drugs and a flop, and maybe a little more. Maybe a lot. It made a passport that would pass visual inspection. The computer at passport control wouldn't be fooled. At about 8:30, it crept ashore, squeezed the water out of its long blonde hair, and walked down to the airport. It got into a cab and told the man to take him to the clock. It was a simple plan of action. Find a young American desperate enough to temporarily lose his wallet and passport and ticket out in exchange for a lot of money. The kid wouldn't find out until later that there was a little more than that involved. The clock is an early 20th century tower in the center of town, the main landmark. The changeling paid off the cab and walked down Beach Road toward the harbor. It knew there were some seedy-looking bars about halfway to Aggie Gray's, but it had never been inside one. Ray Archer wouldn't have done that. Newt Martin definitely would. Bad Billy's looked promising. Smelled right, even from the sidewalk. Spilled beer and stale cigarette smoke. Loud rap music from 20 years ago. The changeling sidled in through a mass of people standing in the door for the air and went to the bar. There were only two other customers there, the rest of the clientele either shooting pool or sitting in clusters of folding chairs around small tables full of drinks, talking loudly in two languages. Its keen hearing picked up a third, a French couple away in a corner, whispering about the scene around them. One of the English conversations was about the strange goings-on at Aggie's today. One of the Samoans had a friend in the police, and he said it was an industrial espionage deal that had gone bad. Right, somebody said. Shotguns and old Jackie Chan super spies. It was just a publicity gag for the movie. Wanting to draw attention, the changeling ordered a double martini. It had to explain what that meant, and wound up with a half-liter glass of cheap gin and ice with a quarter lime floating on top. Having been a barmaid itself, it knew the smell of cheap gin. This stuff came in big plastic recycled soft drink bottles from a distillery outside of town. The flavor was interesting, reminiscent of the underwater taste of bilge and oil spill. An aromatic Samoan prostitute came over next to him.
"What you drinking?"
She was still young, but getting puffy. "Put an egg in your shoe and beat it," the changeling thought. "Chase yourself, get lost, working up through the decades. Bug off, fuck off, haul ass, twist a braid, give air." Instead, it said, "Martini, want one?"
What?